Been in Houston, man. Pretty much been working out, taking care of the wife. She's pregnant, so that's a good thing. We found out she was pregnant when I first got down there, and it was a good opportunity to be down there for her. So that's what I've been doing.
Is it good to get the business side out of this out of the way? Because it's been up in the air, you know.
All the time. I mean, it seems a lot harder to you guys, but it was easy on my end. You know, it wasn't a big deal. You know, just came in, thought it was a good time to come in. We came in, and it just feels good to be back.
It's good to have a baby on the way. Didn't have a pay raise, too, right?
Oh, man, it's always good. You know, it's always good to have a pay raise. But, like I said, it's just good to be back.
How'd you feel out there?
Oh, felt great. Felt better than I thought I was going to feel, so that was a good thing.
Mom, were you offended at all by the letter that they might, you know, send a pretender?
Not at all. I mean, maybe coming from you guys, you might have thought it was a letter, but, I mean, we did a good job of communicating with the Packers, and that's all I got to say about that. We did a good job with that, and I'm here now.
I'm confident a long-term deal is still going to be on the table, and at least there'll be some discussions through the course of the season.
That's something you got to ask my agent. You know, I'm just here to play football. I mean, like I said, it's good to be back. You know, it just feels great to be back up here in Green Bay.
Tremont, contract-wise, I mean, the consolation prize isn't all bad, is it? You know, the one-year tender is a pretty healthy raise as it is.
Yeah, all the time. You know, I don't have an issue with that at all. Like I said, just came here, signed my tender, and I'm here to play football.
Do you feel yourself behind it all? You know, they'll talk about the off-season program not being it. Are you behind it all in your mind?
In my mind, you know, I don't think so. Obviously, you know, I would have liked to have been up here with my team. You know, it didn't happen that way. But I've been doing a good job of training in Houston. Got a great guy in Leroy Franklin who does a good job of training me. And that's all we've been doing, just been training and taking care of the wife. That's it.
I know you missed that while you were gone, right?
Basically, that's why I was gone, you know, taking care of my wife. We found out when I got back. And once we found out, you know how tough a pregnancy can be once they find out. So,
yeah.
You know, the sickness occurs, and, you know, it was just a blessing to be around her for that.
Yeah, Bigby, one of your guys that you've been playing with, not around. We've talked to him. What's your thoughts on, you know, him not being here and not under contract?
You know what? When a guy's going through that, you know, you got to give him their space. You know, there's enough people who are going to be coming at him, asking him the same questions all the time, and we're guys who understand what he's going through. So, you know, it's not much to it. The guy's going to take care of his business.
As we sit here at the beginning of July, how do you think this is going to shake out at right cornerback for you guys? What do you see happening?
I see us going out there and playing football. That's all I see. You know, it don't matter. You know, we got some young guys. Guys are developing, guys they have trust in, coming off injuries. And, you know, we just like in the draft, you know, Ted showed that. You know, he has trust in the guys he have here, so, and that's the way it's going to go. The guys who is in this room is going to be on the roster.
Al, yourself, you're just going to let it all sift out? What do you think?
Al's going to be Al. Al's going to be back, I have no doubt. You know, Al's been doing a great job. I've been keeping up with him. You always keep up with guys like that. You know, Al's a hard worker, and you never doubt the guy. He's going to be back. I was one-on-one with the trainer, but I had some other NFL guys who I was working out with also who came up there with me. Good friends who I'm with in Houston, and we've been kind of training with them, but it's been a great, you know, a great training. The guy does good things. I worked out with him coming out for the draft, so he does well.
You just care about maintaining your speed?
You always want to keep your speed at DB. You know, it's the main factor. You know, you got to be able to run. And at the same time, you know, I've been getting stronger at the same time. So you always want to maintain your strength at the same time as your speed. As long as you can run, though, you'll do good in the league.
Did you check in regularly either with Coach McCarthy or one of the assistants
up here? Yeah, I always talk to my DB coach, Joe Witt. Do a good job communicating with him, you know. He let me know what's going on if I need anything from up here. You know, they do a great job of sending me DVDs, CDs, whatever it may be, you know, to do things that I need to do. And strength coach, Mark Lovett, I mean, he done a great job of just sending me some workouts and getting me some supplements and stuff down here just to keep me going. And I've been doing a good job communicating with those guys.
Do you look at that into consideration?
One thing about the Packers, I mean, they're a first-class organization. You know they're going to do what's best for the team, and that's all that matters. You know, I'm here to play football, and, you know, and at the end of the day, that's all it is to do. That's what we're here for.
Come on, did the team make you a verbal promise that either this season or when the new CBA is done, that they will address your long-term contract situation?
That's something that you got to talk to my agent about. I mean, I haven't got any type of talk with him. Oh, man, hey, it's between y'all.